This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
I'm Steve Kovac, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Nearly all of the customers from defunct cryptocurrency exchange FTX will get their money back with interest. That's according to a recent court filing. FTX says it now has between $14.5 billion and $16.3 billion to refund customers. The money comes from selling various investments FTX made under its former CEO and founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, who is serving a 25-year prison sentence on fraud charges. FTX customers who have claims under $50,000 will get 118% of their money back, the filing says. That covers about 98% of FTX's customers. Now over to Tesla. Reuters reports U.S. Department of Justice is looking into whether or not the company committed wire or securities fraud related to the self-driving capabilities of its cars. According to the report, the DOJ is looking at comments made by CEO Elon Musk claiming the cars are capable of self-driving, even though the system requires the passenger in the driver's seat to remain alert. According to Reuters, the investigation could end without any charges against Tesla or Musk. And Microsoft is teaming up with President Biden to announce a new $3.5 billion artificial intelligence investment in Wisconsin. Microsoft is using its money to build a new AI data center in southeastern Wisconsin. And on top of that, Microsoft will launch AI education programs on Wisconsin college campuses and is working with National Grid to build out new solar power projects to augment the power grid in the region. Of note, Wisconsin is a presidential battleground state, giving Biden a chance to tout job growth and investment there. That's all from CNBC headquarters. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. With the advanced connectivity and intelligence of global secure networking, we're helping businesses of all sizes transform, grow, and thrive. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.